Beat Fossils auf Flux FM mit This Year gerade gehört. Das ist kurz vor 5:30 und obwohl die Band 6 schon zum Soundcheck muss, hat sie es zu mir ins Studio geschafft. Wir quatschen noch mal ein bisschen über das gemeinsame Arbeiten der Bandmitglieder am neuen dritten Album Somersault. Wir finden heraus, wie wichtig es sein kann oder wie hilfreich es sein kann, eine eigene Plattenfirma zu gründen. Wir sprechen über Skateboards, Gastrapper, Streicherarrangements und vielleicht auch ehemalige Nachbarn, die Donald Trump gewählt haben. Heute spreche ich aber jetzt erstmal mit der Band. Hier sind Dustin, Tommy und Jack. Welcome, Beach Hotel.
Alrighty,
what's up?
I'm fine. How are you doing today?
I just woke up.
Just flopped out of the van.
You know, this show is called The Morning Show in the Afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's made for people who sleep a bit longer.
Oh, exactly. So we're on the same cycle.
We're right on time.
Totally. So where are you coming from today? It took a bit longer to get here from Cologne, I think, right?
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. A lot of rain. We had maybe, like, what, 3 continuous hours of rain? It was pretty
beautiful.
Crazy.
Wow.
But yeah.
After a while, it gets a bit scary, right? In a little van and lots of rain because there's aquaplaning. Is that the English word as well?
Yeah, hydroplaning.
Hydroplaning.
Aquaplaning is a German word for it.
Got that hydroponic.
Hydroponic.
Going water skiing.
That sounds like a drug, though.
Yeah.
Let's get some of the hydroponic for tonight's show, buddy.
Yeah, baby.
So congratulations on your third LP. You've worked as a group on this LP in comparison to other records where you, Dustin, were the one to bring most of the material. And then obviously some of the licks were invented by you guys. But this time you composed the records together more or less. And you feature Rachel of Slow Dive, which is super great.
Yeah.
And there's another guy who we can listen to on your record. It's called Cities Aviv.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Right. He's really amazing. And there's one of those parts on your record where I really felt surprised because that's not what you were waiting for or what you were expecting, right?
Right, right. Yeah, I guess the whole thing is like, you know, I don't care about what people are expecting. I just make what I want to hear, you know? And that's kind of what we had in mind the whole time we were making the record is just like make something that we want to listen to. And, you know, if we like it, then other people hopefully will like it too. But if they don't, then whatever.
Yeah. There's one wise guy who once said that if you fail with something, it better be your own stuff and not a compromise, you know?
Yeah.
Because if you fail and you compromised before.
Oh, that's even worse.
Even worse. Then better fail with your own effing shit.
Yeah. Absolutely.
What I really love about the record, I said that before, is that it's a different animal and it sounds different and there are different sounds incorporated in the record. There's the saxophone solo, there's rapping, there's a slow dive feature, right?
Yeah.
How important was the fact that you invented your own record company before you started working on this? Because maybe, I mean, your old record company was cool. They let you do whatever you wanted to do, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But maybe they would have been like 3 or 4 months into the session. They would be like, come on, guys. A bit faster, maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
But
exactly.
This was the first time when you were like, when I asked you, when is this going to be ready? You're like, when it's finished.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, you can't think about and you can't know when something's going to be done. You know, you just have to work on something until it feels like it's finished. And I mean, there are a lot of times where, like, we kept thinking the record was almost done, and we were like, oh, only, like, 2 weeks away. And then, you know, 6 months later, we're still working on it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you never know what's going to happen. And we would make songs that we loved, and we would throw them away, and we would write new ones, and we just kept doing that. So, you know, eventually we just...
I mean, the cool thing is when you're working with a deadline that you can change yourselves, right? It's like, oh, the deadline's next month. Oh, then let's change it.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Let's write a whole new album.
That happened a lot. Yeah,
yeah, that was Dustin's dynamic of between like, oh, should I put this record out because I'm, you know, for the band at structuring of that timeline or it's like, oh no, it's extended again. So it's like the kind of like, yeah,
cool.
Back and forth jumping between the mindsets.
But I think Katie Garcia, who's your wife,
yeah,
she's involved in the whole thing. You kind of like bought her out of another record company. Is that right?
Well, yeah, she was working for Capture Tracks.
Yeah.
And then we started Bayonet together and that became like our main focus. I mean, she's a total boss. That's like, Bayonet is like, you know, I don't even know. It's like more her thing.
Okay, cool.
These days, because I've been so busy with Beach Fossils.
Sure.
She's been working really hard, like running it every single day. And yeah, she does an amazing job.
Yeah. But that must be like interesting conversation at the dinner table, you know?
Yeah, it
Dustin and his wife like, oh, so what's up with that new band? Should we sign him? Oh, no, I don't like him.
Or, yeah, that's
what's
pretty
up
much.
With your, what's up with your record, Dustin? Come on now. Yeah. I mean, we're friends and we're married, but there's got to be something soon.
Oh, she lights the fire. That's for sure.
I love it, though. I love it. And I think it's good. It's it could be complicated, but as soon as you have the same vibe with the person, and it can be your wife as well, right?
Yeah.
I think this could really work out. It's a cool thing. It's a family affair.
Yeah, it is, for sure.
It's nice. Now, let's listen to Rise. It's one of the slower songs on the record, but it has that saxophone solo in there and that rapping part.
Yeah.
That's why I want to play it, if that's okay.
The saxophone is played by our old drummer, Tommy Gardner. He's an amazing musician.
He's evolved into a saxophone player.
Oh, he's always been a sax guy.
He was a shredder.
Okay, cool. He studied jazz saxophone.
But he was around, and I was like, can you please play some sax on this? And it was the last thing that was added to the song, actually.
Well, listen to this. Sorry, I want to quatsch, meine Damen und Herren. I just said sorry to the audience because I just missed the end of the song because we were talking. I'm happy with your new record. You've worked on that together as a band for the first time. It was the first record that you kind of like put out yourselves with your own record company. And I think that's a brilliant idea, especially nowadays where you can really get into another, you get other forms of freedom as an artist when you take control of these things. Although it's a hard thing to do as well, right? All of a sudden you have to do some organizational stuff in between writing the murder licks for the next record.
Yeah. I mean, doing the label definitely took up a lot of my time. And, you know, it's not like we were sitting there every day the whole time just writing music. I mean, there was a lot of me going in and working on stuff for Bayonet and trying to get the label started, because we were putting out like a ton of records in the beginning as well, and just kind of juggling all that stuff.
Yeah. I've read that when the company was formed, you immediately started putting out bands.
Mm-hmm.
And then after a while, you started caring about your own stuff. Are there bands that you would recommend for the Flux FM listeners? Is there something where you think this should be on this very station?
Like some Bayonet artists?
Yeah, sure.
Maybe, I mean, I'm not sure if you play Frankie Cosmos, but we put out Frankie Cosmos record. I would say Lion Limb, mm-hmm. Jerry Paper, band called Warehouse, a lot of stuff, yeah.
That's a good band name, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Warehouse.
Yeah. Oh,
they're great.
Yeah, it's a film starting in my head already, what the band could sound like.
They're incredible. Unfortunately, they're not a band anymore. The drummer actually plays in a band called Omni that we just played with the other night, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Manchester.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, sometimes a solo project can be nice too.
Yeah.
Something like that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
While you guys live and breathe and work in New York City now, and that's not the center of the alt right, and one doesn't feel the existence of Donald Trump there, I think, all day long, because it's a really big city with many, many different people, and you won't be like, oh, The country has changed a lot, I think, because it's New York, right?
Right,
it's still New York. It doesn't change. It's a big city. But I know that you're from North Carolina and that there are a lot of Trump voters there. When you meet your parents, when you go back to there, do you sometimes look at neighbors and become a little suspicious and be like, I think they voted for Donald?
Oh, yeah. I mean, people are proud of it down there. Luckily, my family's like pretty cool. They're not like that, but at least my immediate family, you know, didn't vote for him. But, you know, I mean, yeah, people wear it very proudly down there. It's kind of scary. I mean, you know, people driving around with the Confederate flag and whatever, you know,
wearing the
Make America Great hats and stuff like that. I mean, you know, there are people that are like really proud of it, and they're like, you know, we're taking this country back. We're making a change and all this stuff. I mean, it's right in the open, you know what I mean? And I don't know. I mean, they defend themselves and say that it's not a hateful thing, but it's so obvious what it is.
You know? Yeah. Yeah, I think so too. It's getting a bit ugly. I mean, we're from the we're talking about that from the outside perspective, mm-hmm. obviously. And we do have our own problems here.
Yeah, yeah.
There's going to be a big election on the 24th of September, and we'll see what the so-called alt-right will manage to do to make here in Berlin and in Germany. I hope it's not going to be a big number, but you never know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're a bit scared ourselves. Yeah. But I was thinking about that topic because I was talking to the Dead Prez, you know, the hip hop crew,
two years ago. Yeah, I love them.
And I met the Sugar Hill Gang like 2 months ago.
Oh, wow.
And I talked about the fact how they want to influence the world with their music. And the Dead Prez, they have this beautiful thing of saying that they combine the artist and the activist to be an artivist.
That's
a cool thing, right?
That's really nice.
And I told the Sugar Hill Gang, don't you think that everybody should be an artivist? And they were like, yeah, in some ways maybe, but our job is to spread the love with our music.
Sure.
And we don't want to start making songs where it's political slogans after political slogans with a nice riff or beat underneath. That's not our job. We have to spread our love. So there's those two fields, I guess. Where would you say... Because I feel that there's political issues shimmering through on your record.
Right.
Through the personal stories.
Yeah.
But what would you say? Would you consider the Beach Fossils as an artivist's band or...
I'm not sure.
Does an artist nowadays have to talk about things like that?
I think it's a responsible thing to do in interviews. I don't necessarily know if you have to do it in music. Like, for me, with my music, my lyrics are essentially like if you took a peek inside of my journal or something. They're very personal. So, you know, you're going to find things here and there, obviously, because that's what I'm thinking about. You're going to find political things here and there.
Private life is political as well, right?
Exactly.
It's part of the politics.
Yeah, exactly. It is part of your personal life. And, you know, I feel like people should approach it however they want, however they feel comfortable. You know, if they have something to add to the conversation, they should say it. But don't say something that's just hollow or regurgitate these same phrases that everybody's using just for the sake of saying it, because I feel like, you know, sometimes people just kind of use it to sound cool or whatever, and they don't even know what they're talking about.
And I really
about.
Think that one does feel if a person means what he or she says or doesn't mean what he or she says. You know, there's another...
Yeah,
there's another color in the voice or something. You can, when you're listening closely, it's like, you said that because it sounds cool, but
but I mean, even if people are saying stuff to just sound cool or whatever, like at least they're still saying the right thing, you know.
That's true. Yeah, that's true too.
Yeah,
but when the Sugar Hill Gang explained their way of working with that to me, I was like, yeah, sure, you can spread the love, make beautiful music. When your concerts are filled with people of every color, you know, that's message enough. Maybe you don't have to in every interview tell everybody that you hate racists or that you know what I'm saying.
But and spreading the love is a beautiful message. Yeah. I mean, that's a strong message on its own.
Yes, and that's what you're going to do tonight.
Yeah,
at Musik und Frieden, you're going to spread the love.
Exactly,
and I want to thank you for that.
Yeah.
As soon as you come back to Berlin, we talk a bit more. It was a great fun to be talking to you. My show's already over, almost over.
Okay.
So I'm going to have to send you to soundcheck, which is like a good timing because you have to be there at 6.
Yep.
It all went well, German efficiency style. You know what I'm saying?
Nice.
Wer jetzt noch Tickets gewinnen möchte, we have 4 more tickets. The last 4 tickets that I can give away. Wer die gewinnen möchte, der ruft jetzt ganz schnell an unter der 030 2000 9000 Berlin 2009. 9000, das ist die Nummer. Zum Glück, mein Kollege Ron Stocklers nimmt den Anruf entgegen und schreibt euch auf die Liste fürs Musik und Frieden. Dort spielen heute die New Yorker von Beach Fossils und sie stellen dort ihre neue Platte Somersault nochmal vor. 030 2000 9000 ist die Nummer. Zum Glück, ruft an für Tickets für Somersault. Thank you guys for visiting.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Thank you for having us. And
as soon as you've finished some new material or as soon as you think, oh, this band's got to be on Flux FM, you just send us a mail.
Definitely.
With the link.
Yeah, you'll get some new
bayonet stuff.
That's right.
Nice. Thank you for visiting. Bye bye.
Thank you.
Nice show.
See you. Thanks.